This look, I mean, from the hair to the face to the dress, head to toe, that has taken a lot of work.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get ready today?
To get ready today took about an hour in total.
Okay.
And that's including the half an hour for makeup and everything else, yeah.
So let me just describe, we will take some photographs that we can tweet or no, but Stacey's face is blue, it's turquoise, and it's freckled, and she's got a turquoise wig with some curly horns, and then she's got the dress, and what is perched on your shoulder? Please explain for our audience.
This is Jester's pet weasel, Sprinkle, and I promise, despite how his eyes look, he is not dead.
Okay. Jester the weasel came along for the ride as well. What is it about this character that you so relate to?
She is fun and vibrant, and even though, like, bad, like, terrible things have happened to her, because in D&D terrible things happen, that's mm-hmm. how characters grow, and it's how people grow as well.
Yeah.
But despite all of that, she keeps moving forward, she keeps being happy, she keeps being the heart of the team and being, like, there to, like, support her friends, and I love that about her. Also, she's very colorful.
That she is. She certainly is. Stacey, I mean, jokes aside, D&D, I think a lot of people have very big misconceptions about what it is and what the world entails, and there are people out there who perceive it as something very dark and sort of almost occult in nature. You've just described a character who's all about loving and giving and sharing and supporting. What would you like to say to perhaps correct the misperception?
So the way I've always described it is Dungeons & Dragons is communal storytelling. You've got the main person, the dungeon master, the main person who is giving you the setup for the story. And then you've got all the characters who are the players who are there helping guide the story to be exciting, to be fun, to be whatever they need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I love about Dungeons & Dragons is that it is communal storytelling. It's a group of people, friends or strangers, coming together and finding their story.
It's a very co-creative process,
exactly.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, finding your story and finding your tribe, I'm saying this over and over again today. If I walk away with a thought from Comic-Con, it's been amazing to see people finding their tribe.
Absolutely. And that's what I've always found about Comic-Con, is that no matter how many times you come, there's always new friends to make, new ideas to see, new art to find. It truly is amazing to see how excited people get. I mean, even just like, you guys have never seen this character before, but you are excited about the costume.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So many people get excited about the different costumes that people are wearing, the shirts that they're wearing, that, like, oh, this person is a fan of the show that I watch too. And it's amazing to see, like, no matter how different we are on the outside, we're just people, and we're just here to have fun. And I love it.
I hope you're going to have an absolute blast the rest of the day. Last question is, what are you most excited to see or experience here today?
Oh, I'm lucky enough, I managed to get signings with Veronica Taylor.
Yep.
And obviously that's just a voice of my childhood, and I'm so excited for that. I'm helping my friends out at their stall selling Dungeons & Dragons dice. So if you are at Comic-Con, stop by the Dragon Wagon and get yourself some dice, some cookies, some fantastical wands. Honestly, I'm so excited to just see people having fun. That's the main thing for me.
Well, Stacey, you've given a lot of fun just by showing up, having made the effort you made today. So thanks, and thank you. We just grabbed you off the street, as it were. Appreciate the enthusiasm. Go out there and enjoy the rest of Comic-Con.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Stacey. Great to have you with us in studio today.